Second Kings, chapter 23. And the king sent, and they gathered to him all the elders of Yehuda and of Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of Yahweh, and all the men of Yehuda, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets and all the peoples, both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the house of Yahweh. And the king stood by a pillar, and made a covenant before Yahweh, to walk after Yahweh, and to keep his commandments, and his testimonies, and his statutes, with all their heart and all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. And the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest, and the priests of the second order, and the keepers of the door, to bring forth out of the temple of Yahweh all the vessels that were made for Baal, and for the grove, and for all the host of heaven. And he burned them outside Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and carried the ashes of them to Bethel. And he put down the idolatrous priests, whom the kings of Yehuda had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Yehuda, and in the places round about Jerusalem, them also that burned incense to Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the host of heaven. And he brought out the grove from the house of Yahweh, outside Jerusalem, to the brook Kidron, and burned it at the brook Kidron, and stamped it small to powder, and cast the powder of it upon the graves of the children of the people. And he broke down the houses of the Sodomites that were near the house of Yahweh, where the women wove hangings for the grove. And he brought all the priests out of the cities of Yehuda, and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense, from Geba to Beersheba, and broke down the high places of the gates that were in the entering in of the gate of Yahshua, the governor of the city, which were on a man's left hand at the gate of the city. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places did not come up to the altar of Yahweh in Jerusalem, but they did eat of the unleavened bread amongst their brethren. And he defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son nor his daughter to pass through the fire to Molech. And he took away the horses that the kings of Yehuda had given to the son at the entering in of the house of Yahweh, by the chamber of Nathan-Melech, the chamberlain, which was in the suburbs, and burned the chariots of the son with fire. And the altars that were on the top of the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Yehuda had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of Yahweh, did the king beat down, and broke them down from there, and cast the dust of them into the brook Kidron. And the high places that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the Mount of Corruption, which Solomon the king of Israel had builded for Ashtoreth, the abomination of the Zidonians, and for Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabites, and for Milcom, the abomination of the children of Ammon, did the king defile. And he broke in pieces the images, and cut down the groves, and filled their places with the bones of men. Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel, and the high place which was Jeroboam and the son of Nebat, who had made Israel to sin, had made, both that altar and the high place he broke down, and burned the high place, stamped it small to powder, and burned the grove. And as Hosea turned himself, he spied the sepulchres that were there in the mount, and sent, and took the bones out of the sepulchres, and burned them upon the altar, and polluted it, according to the word of Yahweh, which the man of Elohim proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. And then he said, "What title is it that I see?" And the men of the city told him, "The sepulchre of the man of Yahweh, which came from Yehuda and proclaimed these things that you have done against the altar of Bethel." And he said, "Leave him alone. Let no man move his bones." And so they left his bones alone in the bones of the prophet that came out of Samaria. And all the houses also of the high priest places that were in the cities of Samaria, which the kings of Israel had made to provoke Yahweh to anger, Hosea took away and did to them according to all the acts that he had done in Bethel. And he killed all the priests of the high places that were there upon the altars, and burned men's bones upon them, and returned to Jerusalem. And the king commanded all the people, saying, "Keep the Passover to Yahweh your Elohim, just as it is written in the book of this covenant. Surely there was not held such a Passover from the days of the judges that judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel, nor of the kings of Yehuda. But in the 18th year of King Hosea, in which this Passover was held to Yahweh in Jerusalem. Moreover, the workers with familiar spirits, and the wizards, and the images, and the idols, and all the abominations that were spied in the land of Yehuda and in Jerusalem, did Hosea put away, that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of Yahweh. And like to him there was no king before him that turned to Yahweh with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, neither after him arose there any like him. Notwithstanding, Yahweh did not turn from the fierceness of his great wrath, wherewith his anger was kindled against Yehudah, because of all the provocations that Manasseh had provoked him with. And Yahweh said, I will remove Yehudah also out of my sight, as I have removed Israel, and I will cast off this city Jerusalem, which I have chosen, and the house of which I said my name shall be there. Now the rest of the acts of Hosea, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Yehudah? In his days, Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went up against the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates, and King Hosea went against him and killed him at Megiddo when he had seen him. And his servants carried him in a chariot dead from Megiddo, and brought him to Jerusalem, and buried him in his own sepulcher. And the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Hosea, and anointed him, and made him king in his father's stead. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did evil in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that his forefathers had done, and Pharaoh Necho put him in bands at Riblah in the land of Hamath, that he might not reign in Jerusalem, and put the land to a tribute of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. And Pharaoh Necho made Eliakim, the son of Hosea, king in the room of Hosea his father, and turned his name to Jehoiakim, and took Jehoahaz away, and he came to Egypt and died there. And Jehoiakim gave the silver and the gold to Pharaoh, but he taxed the land to give the money according to the commandment of Pharaoh. He exacted the silver and the gold of the people of the land, of everyone according to his taxation, to give it to Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zebudah, the daughter of Pedaiah of Rumah. And he did evil in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that his forefathers had done. End of chapter.